health.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour here on this Monday, October 20th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. One of the things that I think that we have to look at is in Lansing, what is going to be their legislative agenda for the rest of this year? Well, the Department of Health and Human Services, one of the counties, is accusing the Department of Health and Human Services trying to shut their doors based on fees for services model that is being used elsewhere in the state. Kent County Child Welfare Service Provider is suing the state of Michigan, alleging the Director of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, is trying to end its performance-based foster care program in favor of a fee-for-service model that's being used elsewhere in the state. West Michigan Partnership for Children in Grand Rapids, in their lawsuit, claims that the Department of Health and Human Services has tried to take over foster care services in Kent County. After the legislature passed the fiscal year 2026 budget by unilaterally deciding to transition the agency's 426 children directly to the Department of Health and Human Services. In their complaint filed by Richard Hillary, Grand Rapids-based attorney for the Miller Johnson Law Firm, said Michigan Department of Health and Human Services appears to believe it can take over the care of hundreds of children in 4 days by simply flipping a switch. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has also advised this West Michigan Partnership for Children that it cannot commit to paying for the WMPC's cost beginning effective October 1st. In other words, despite having ghosted WMPC, cutting it out of the process, having to foot the bill for the caring of 426 children that received child welfare services in the interim, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services had taken the position they did not want to take the risk of non-payment. It should have simply turned off their lights on October 1st, according to the attorney. Well, WMPC is asking for an order requiring the Department of Health and Services to enter a new 3-year contract, along with optioning the 2 years that is on its current contract. Previous fiscal year budget 2025 required that the Department of Health and Human Services maintain a prospective payment system and that they must follow a state-administered performance-based child care system in Kent County that was required under state statute. A Michigan Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson said the department is deeply committed to ensuring the health and safety of all these children. We will never stop transforming how we keep kids safe and families together. The department is committed to our shared responsibility with the legislature, law enforcement, judges, and our partners to continue to improve Michigan's child welfare system in order to meet the needs of kids and families. Well, the two laws provide that the Department of Health and Human Services shall implement a performance-based child welfare system in a county with a population of not less than 575,000 or more than 750,000. Well, ironically, those numbers, those criteria, they only apply to Kent County. Interesting. Not less than 575,000, but not more than 750,000. So they narrowed it down based on population of the county. Again, interesting. Well, bottom line is, under the model, the legislature required that these service providers receive funding based on certain performance goals. This West Michigan Protective Child Care places children in care with five private agencies for foster care, of which they are reimbursed roughly $2.7 million per month. According to the lawsuit, the grant agreement with the Department of Health and Human Services, for example, was $29.6 million in fiscal year 2024 and will be $28.9 million at the end of the audit for fiscal year 2025. The complaint, the lawsuit, noted that the legislature required the Department of Health and Human Services to sign a multi-year contract with WMPC back 2024. Well, basically, the legislature ignored this contract with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Fiscal year 2026 budget includes $1.556 billion appropriation for child welfare services, including more than $357 million for foster care payments and more than $101 million for foster care services, specifically WMPC. Well, as soon as the Michigan legislature passed the budget, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services immediately took an unjustifiable position that is no longer needed to work with WMPC, in direct violation of their contract. So as a result, they sued. A lawsuit was filed on Friday, October 17th, this past Friday. So a local child foster care facility suing the Department of Health and Human Services. Kind of an interesting little story. Another story that we didn't cover from last week, I kind of put saran wrap on this one. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation officials say that the Attorney General's seizure of privileged materials crossed the line, and that the AG's public statements about the MEDC in not cooperating with the Faye Baydoun investigation were disingenuous, especially given there's proof that the agency folks were in fact doing their jobs. Now, there's a fight over the return of those documents, which has temporarily paused as both sides agreed this past Tuesday that the MEDC will bring in a third-party vendor to copy the materials and then prepare a privilege log, which essentially would list the materials in the Attorney General's possession and seek whether or not they fall under attorney-client privilege or work product production. protection. Excuse me. Scott Eldridge of the law firm Miller Canfield Paddock Stone said, "That's just as we have been asking from the beginning. We will continue to cooperate just as we always have. However, we feel that they got certain materials that they were not entitled to receive. For example, attorney-client privilege as well as work product protection must be maintained throughout this process. Now, a proposed order, if signed by a judge, would approve for the MEDC's chief executive officer, Quentin Messer Jr., through a forensic company to be able to search his personal phone record, only related to files regarding Faye Baydoun, Global Link International, according to case number 377080, specifically allowing that the MEDC is also able to check for the same phone records on the MEDC's laptop, which was seized by the Attorney General. Attorney General Dana Nessel's office served search warrants back in June at the MEDC's headquarters, as well as the home of Faye Baydoun, the target of this investigation involving a $20 million state grant, which Baydoun personally received back in 2022 to create an international business accelerator. The attorney, Eldridge, said the Attorney General's seizure of these banker boxes were clearly marked attorney-client privilege. And the seizure of these documents was so egregious, and its desire to use a tainted team to review the material is absolutely an unconstitutional process. So this now goes in front of a judge to see if, in fact, they will give back these items, perhaps have them photocopied, and then have a forensic company go through the records. The case continues, and we'll see where it goes. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Anthony Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
a book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the last segment of today's show here on this Monday, October 20th. Want to remind you that a week from this coming Sunday, Sunday, November 2nd, down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Liberty Mountain USA will be hosting a huge Turning Point USA event. They are going to be doing a memorial service for Charlie Kirk and a lot of the colleges, community colleges, and high schoolers are going to be meeting at Liberty Mountain USA. If you know a young person that you think you would like to take or bring to this event, or if they're old enough, maybe they're college kids, they can carpool together. Text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, and I'll text you the flyer that has all the details. The event's gates will open up at 12 noon. They're going to have basically a lot of activities and great speakers. They're going to be talking with the kids. It is going to be a Charlie Kirk memorial. At 12 noon is when they open up. They're going to have an actual church service at 4 p.m. And then the event with all the speakers will start at 6:30. If the weather is good enough, they're going to end the night with fireworks. Tickets are free. They're asking that you be prepared to pay $5 for parking per vehicle. So you need to put as many kids in the vehicle as you can. Chip in a buck a piece. $5 parking. Other than that, the event is free. They will have beverage and food available for purchase. Music will be playing. The mountain will be open. So if you know of any young people that you think should attend this event, they will have members there from Turning Point USA. If you're interested in perhaps being a leader of a new chapter at your school, your high school, your county, local community college, or university, this event is for you guys. So absolutely in the process of getting a commercial done today. Commercial will start airing as soon as we get it produced, and we will be talking about it, perhaps even have an interview with one of the young people that is hosting this event. So we're excited to be a part of it, be part of promoting this event. And again, if you want this information, simply text me at my phone number, 231-360-5140. Text me Kirk, K-I-R-K. And I'll send you the flyer. It's going to be a great event. I plan on attending this event. helping out in any way I can. And hopefully you guys can make it. It's after church. The church service actually starts at 4 o'clock, and the main event will be at 6:30. Again, they'll have music after the event, after all the speakers talk to the young people. They'll end the night with fireworks outside. So you need to come and be a part of this. Make sure the young people are aware of it. Again, just text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, and we'll be able to send you the flyer. The media campaign is still ongoing for AskMyTax.org event to try to get money raised to put their commercial on both radio stations and TV stations. There's going to be a text message campaign going out to all of you precinct delegates. You'll be getting this link from a text messaging service company that we have raised the money so far to use for the text messaging program. So we're excited. If you'd like to get this information to your phone in advance, you're not perhaps a precinct delegate, but you'd like to hear the commercial, you'd like to see the fundraising campaign, perhaps donate $5, $10, whatever you can afford, text me media, M-E-D-I-A, and my phone will automatically reply back with the information. Ongoing Give, Send, Go campaign is up and running, and we're excited to be a part of it. You guys can be a part of it as well. Just text me media, and we'll send you the information. Now, one of the things that we're really most excited about is the fact that this campaign is growing. As we're getting down to the final days of October, I talked with Carla Wagner last night, and she is definitely, definitely going to be able to extend this into the month of November. So we're excited. We are excited, and we want you guys to be a part of it. If you're interested in donating, again, text me media. If you want to hear the commercial, see the commercial, text me media, and I'll send you the link. And if you'd like to just get a petition sheet for signing, go to their website, axmytax.org. Put volunteer for the county that you live in and put in the comment section that you're looking for a sheet or two to collect 10 signatures per sheet. Get them filled out and mailed back to Carla Wagner. Greatly appreciate if you guys would do that as well. So it's growing. We're excited, and we want you guys to be a part of it. So media for the Give, Send, Go website, or text me AX, A-X, and I'll send you the link to volunteer at axmytax.org. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petit.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's